Mother's Day is around the corner, and I have the best gift idea for you. Hold on to your hats. It's mylifeinabook.com. Every week, My Life in a Book will send your mom a question via email. They will compile all of your mom or the mom in your life's answers and create a legacy keepsake book. The book becomes something you and future generations can treasure forever. I gave both my mother and my mother-in-law My Life in a Book, and they've already started responding to the prompts. When my mother-in-law received her first prompt, she said, "Oh my goodness, what a thoughtful gift." And that's what we all want, right? We all want to give thoughtful gifts. So check out mylifeinabook.com and use code SUSTAINABLE at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day, mylifeinabook.com, and use code SUSTAINABLE for 10% off today. You're listening to episode 18 of the Sustainable Minimalists podcast.
You are listening to the Sustainable Minimalists podcast, a show about living simply and sustainably with your family. Here's your host, Stephanie Safarian.
Hello there, and welcome back to another episode. It is finally feeling like spring in my little corner of the world. The windows are open. And there's just something so revitalizing about the springtime. I'm certainly feeling refreshed and ready to go. So today we are talking about the power of 10 minutes. I have a hunch that many of you listeners are on board with the why of minimalism. Minimalism makes sense, right? Less stuff means less to take care of, less to manage, less to clean, less to stress about. I could go on and on. Minimalism makes sense. But what's holding you back, I'm betting, is the how. And that's because the how of minimalism can be really daunting. Minimalists love to tout the benefits of simplifying life. More mental space, extra free time, decreased anxiety. We've heard all of this again and again and again. But there's a catch-22 to be had, and it's this. Doing that whole house or even a single room purge the way the minimalist gurus tell you to do it actually requires extra mental space, a ton of free time, and through the roof, increased anxiety. So that's what we're talking about today. We're talking about the power of 10 minutes and all the little things you can do in a little bit of time that can have a gigantic impact and can hopefully get the ball rolling for you as you consider doing a more traditional minimalist house purge. In my life right now, I'm at the season where I'm constantly stealing time. If my one-year-old is happily entertaining herself with a set of blocks, there's 2 minutes for me to get something done. If my four-year-old is in bed, but she's not quite asleep, so I can't by default truly relax, there's 5 minutes to tackle a quick chore. This is the season of my life right now. I know that someday, probably someday sooner than I'd like, my daughters will be grown and I'll have way too much free time. But for now, in order to keep my house running, I must steal minutes as they arise. Now, I've learned a real valuable lesson by stealing time, and it's this. It is absolutely amazing what can get done in just 10 minutes. You can make some gigantic headway in your home in just 10 minutes. I'm giving you 10 places in your homes or 10 chores that you can do in 10 minutes or less that will not only make a tremendous impact on your living space, but will also give you those benefits of minimalism. You know, the more mental space, that extra free time, and the decreased anxiety without the need to do that whole house purge. If you're like me, and if you're in the season of stealing time, you are going to want today's freebie. Even if you're not in the season of stealing time, but just are sick of spending so much time on household chores, you will want today's freebie too. I received feedback from over 50 mothers, and they divulged their greatest time-saving hacks. So how do moms today save time when they're doing laundry, or when they're cooking dinner, or when they're cleaning their homes? I have 50 moms give their insight, and let me tell you, some of them are absolutely genius tips. You can find the whole list of time-saving tips at mamaminimalist.com/018. Let's jump right in to the 10 tasks you can tackle in under 10 minutes. The first one is to go straight to your closet and sift out anything that's ripped or torn or tattered. Now, this is not the time to try things on. It's not the time to analyze the flattering or not so flattering aspects of shirts in question. We're not doing that right now. All we're doing is we're just quickly sifting through the ripped, torn, and tattered items in our closets. Items that are not in good to very good condition should never be donated, because if they're not in good condition and you don't want to wear them, chances are very high that nobody else wants to wear them either. So, ripped, torn, and tattered clothes can really only be repurposed or trashed. Repurpose what you can. Make rags, make snack bags if you're handy with a sewing machine. And know that fabrics made from natural fibers can be composted. So clothing that's 100% natural cotton, hemp, linen, wool, silk, those fibers will compost if given enough time. I suggest you rip them up before putting them into the compost bin to help speed up the process. But know that natural fibers can be composted and will break down. The other clothes in your closet, the polyesters, the acrylics, those items will not break down. So if you can't repurpose it and you can't donate it, there's only one place to put those items, and that, unfortunately, is the trash can. Moving right along to task number two is to pick one room, just one room in your home. Pick one room and clear all the surfaces. Now, a little secret minimalist trick, I believe I've mentioned it before on the podcast, is that there is something so refreshing and something truly transformative about clean and clear surfaces. So pick a room and clear the surfaces. Task number three is to go to that catch-all space in your home and attack it. Now, this is a completely unscientific number. However, I am willing to bet that approximately 95% of all homes have a catch-all space. For me, in my home, the catch-all space is this random built-in desk in the kitchen that nobody ever sits at. It's a desk in the kitchen that we can't get rid of. It's stuck there. And so it really just becomes a surface in which we throw the mail and our keys and papers to be signed for my daughter's school. And there's a CD player on top, so it collects CDs. It's our catch-all space. Task number three is to go to your catch-all space and clean it up. Now, task number four is to rid your fridge of expired items. So this should take well under 10 minutes. Head on over to your fridge, look at expiration dates, and if there are some things in your fridge that are woefully expired and you simply cannot save them, go ahead and discard them. Now, just a handy dandy tip. Expiration dates are really just guidelines. If something in your fridge is slightly past its expiration date, but looks and smells just fine, go ahead and move it to the front of your refrigerator and consume it next. Now, I have talked about in other episodes the importance of having an eat me box in your fridge, precisely so perishables don't perish before you're able to consume them. I will link to the eat me box suggestion in the show notes at mamaminimalist.com/018. Now, if after you've rid your fridge of the expired items, you find that you still have some extra time, go ahead and wipe down the shelves. Go ahead and replace the baking soda you have in there as well. And voila, you've just completely cleaned and perhaps even sanitized your refrigerator in 10 minutes. Task number 5 is to disinfect and sanitize your kitchen counters. Kitchen counters are that one place in your home that get super dirty, but also need to stay super clean because it is the location of food. So you could use a conventional cleanser, or if you are aspiring to be more sustainable in your choices, you could make a homemade cleanser using non-toxic ingredients and clean your counters and really your whole home this way. A simple all-purpose cleanser for your kitchen countertops is equal parts vinegar and water. Just put them in a spray bottle and cleanse away. Vinegar both sanitizes and disinfects, and it does so without the icky chemicals that commercial cleansers have. Now, a quick little side note here is that if your countertop is made of marble or granite or stone, don't use vinegar. Instead, use rubbing alcohol or vodka in equal parts with water. Vinegar is just too acidic for some countertops, so use rubbing alcohol or vodka instead. I'll link to my go-to list of homemade cleansers in the show notes if you're interested. 10-minute task number 6 is to remove apps from your phone that you don't use. So go ahead. If you're not using it, delete it. Easy peasy. Task number 7 is to empty out your junk drawer. Now, full disclosure here is depending on the size of your junk drawer, this task may take you more than 10 minutes. However, if you're ready to tackle the junk drawer, go ahead and empty it out. Now, the key with emptying your junk drawer is to find homes for absolutely everything inside it so that you no longer have a junk drawer. The KonMari method argues that everything needs a home in your house and all like items must stay together. So by following the KonMari logic, there's no need for a junk drawer in your home nor in mine. 10-minute task number 8 is to clear out your wallet or your purse of unused items. This one's so good. My wallet and my purse are just disaster zones, but they don't take so long to clean up. And once they're cleaned, I feel like a new woman. And maybe it's the same for you too. You've got the old receipts. In my purse, I've got a bazillion hair ties. So clean it out. Just a little tip when it comes to receipts. Wherever possible, and if your budgeting system allows, just politely decline them. Receipts are printed on thermal paper, which means they are not recyclable. And even worse is studies have shown that there is BPA, that cancer-causing chemical in plastic. That BPA is also in receipts. So by handling them, you may be also putting your health at risk. Receipts stink. They are a major source of clutter. They are potentially unhealthy and they're disastrous to the environment. So say no to receipts in the future as a means of keeping your wallet and or your purse a little bit cleaner. 10-minute task number 9 is to grab yourself a basket or a bag, walk around your home, and fill it with items that need to be put away. So this goes directly against some of the minimalist gurus. Unless you are putting it away now, you are just making more work for yourself later. And I agree with that concept. However, today we're talking about things you can do in 10 minutes or less. And depending on the state of your house, I don't know if you could put everything away in under 10 minutes. In my house with the toys my young children have, I certainly couldn't. So my action item, do with it what you may, is to fill a basket with items that need to be put away. And maybe if you find yourself stealing 10 minutes later, you can put the contents of that basket away then. Finally, 10-minute task number 10 is a chore that, at least in my house, almost never gets done. But it's a quick one. And it's one that really takes your house from meh, sort of clean, to whoa, it's actually kind of clean. And it is to tackle the baseboards. Tackle every single baseboard in your house. Even the biggest house, all the baseboards can probably be tackled in 10 minutes. You can wet a rag, put a little soap on it, and literally run around your house in your socks, wiping down the baseboards, and voila. One of my friends uses a dryer sheet to clean her baseboards because of its anti-static qualities. She says that her baseboards get clean even faster when she uses a dryer sheet. That might be true, and perhaps it's something you'd like to try. I personally do not advocate for the use of dryer sheets because there is evidence that even they can be toxic. But a wet rag or a dryer sheet, both work just fine. So there you have it. 10 tasks you can accomplish in 10 minutes or less that will give you those touted benefits of minimalism without doing anything crazy. We talked about sifting out anything in your closet that's ripped or torn or tattered. We talked about picking a single room and clearing the surfaces. We talked about attacking the catch-all space in your home. We talked about sanitizing and disinfecting your kitchen counters. We rid our refrigerators of expired items. We removed apps from our phones that we just no longer use. We emptied the junk drawer for good. We cleaned our wallets and or our purses of unused items. We filled a basket with items to tidy up later. And finally, we cleaned the baseboards. My hope is that by choosing one thing on this list, the next time you find yourself stealing time, you will perhaps feel as though you got something big accomplished so that you can enjoy living a little bit more and not be bogged down by the tasks of having a household. Today's freebie, trust me, it's a good one. Time-saving tips from real mothers. 50 moms weighed in with their best time-saving tips. And I will say, I learned a lot from my fellow moms. So check it out, mamaminimalist.com/018. mamaminimalist.com/018. We will be back next week with another interview. I look forward to seeing you then. Have a great week. Bye-bye.